You mentioned Avastin before, and I'm curious what your thoughts are about the Avastin data, both from the point of view of future clinical research as well as sort of daily patient care.
The Avastin story, I think, is an interesting one because it's basically, as far as I can tell, and you know this well, you go to all the different meetings. I just focus on breast cancer, but it seems to work pretty much in almost every tumor type it's been studied in. And this guy, Rakesh Jain, who's done some of the basic science work, may think it's a difference of how the drug's getting into the cancer cell and intratumoral pressure within the cancer cell and so on. There may be a much more general mechanism other than sort of anti-VEGF kind of mechanism. But regardless, it is clearly active in breast cancer. I think the study that Kathy Miller reported, had that study been negative, I think it would have disappeared in breast cancer. But it wasn't negative, and it has the same order of benefit that we saw combining trastuzumab to chemotherapy in metastatic disease. And of course, suddenly everyone's very excited about moving this into the adjuvant setting. Now, we've had a chance to see it a couple times. She presented it at ASCO, and then she updated it at San Antonio. She keeps stressing, rightfully so, the survival update is not mature yet at this point, but there certainly is a trend there in terms of survival. Kind of what I hear from oncologists around the country is that some are able to get it for patients with metastatic disease and others aren't. A lot of times what they're being told by their insurance company is, go ahead and give this and then we'll evaluate your claim. But, you could be, $50,000 in the hole before you find out they're not going to pay for it. And I don't see a lot of oncologists in the current climate willing to sort of take that chance in metastatic breast cancer. But, I'd be in meetings and I'll ask, how many of you in the room have used it? And there's always people that have raised their hand, been able to use it for patients with metastatic breast cancer. There are studies underway. We're just initiating a trial looking at Avastin, basically along with every other single agent, sort of the other single agent with and without Avastin, to prove efficacy with gemcitabine, with Taxotere, with Adriamycin, with capecitabine, and we have one also with Abraxane.
So this is a phase two?
These are randomized studies, but I think it's a 2-to-1 randomization favoring Avastin. If the patient doesn't get it, they could get Avastin at the time they progress. The idea is just to try to get the same kind of data for the other active agents in breast cancer to help bolster, getting that approved.
Interesting. If the drug does get approved and does get reimbursed, how do you see it fitting into the algorithm?
That's a good question. If a patient who recurs with metastatic disease, there are a lot of different options for treatment with different kinds of chemotherapy. But this is one because of the different mechanism of action. I'm one of those oncologists that like to use single agents and not use combinations very often. I'd be much more inclined to use it in combination. To use single agent in combination with Avastin just for the sort of added benefit. Right now I only have the paclitaxel data. So if someone's had previous paclitaxel, relapsed quickly, probably not really a candidate for it. But, I think even in Kathy Miller's study, there were some of those patients that had adjuvant paclitaxel. And at the time they relapsed, then were treated with paclitaxel plus Avastin.